Indigo Star by Hilary Mackay, read by Helen Lederer. Chapter 1. For the first time in his life, Indigo Casson had been properly ill. He had flu, and instead of getting better, it got worse and turned into glandular fever. "Glandular fever?" asked his disbelieving classmates. "Or scared stiff?" Somewhere at the back of his head, Indigo wondered the same thing. However, it really was glandular fever. He grew very ill indeed, quite quickly. Even at the worst of his illness, though, a part of Indigo sighed with relief. A part of him thought, phew. At first it was quite exciting for his family, having Indigo so ill. Anyone who asked any of the Cassons, "How's Indigo?" received a very long answer. A much too long answer, with lots of details most people would rather not know about. Luckily, this stage did not last very long. Indigo's illness stopped being news and became a fact of life. When people said, "How's Indigo?" his family answered, "Fine," and talked of more interesting things. This was not because they did not care about him, but just that there was nothing new to say. Anyway, compared to how he had been, Indigo was fine. He could walk up and down the stairs again. He could eat. He didn't keep fainting. He was fine. Meanwhile, Indigo missed a whole term of school and grew extremely tall and thin. He spent a great deal of time by himself. The house was very quiet during the day. Caddy, his elder sister, was away at university. 8-year-old Rose and Saffron, his adopted sister, were at school. His father and mother, both artists, were busy with their work, his father in London and his mother in her shed at the end of the garden. It was a peaceful time, but it gave Indigo an odd feeling sometimes, as if when he was alone, he became invisible.